Test 73, Section 3, Question 15. And here we want to resolve the surprising fact. So it says, these dragonflies, they're endangered, things that live in wetlands. Larvae can only survive in the water, where they're subject to predation by several species, including red devil crayfish. The crayfish eat them. Surprisingly, the dragonfly populations are more likely to remain healthy in areas where crayfish are present than those without. So we want to know, why are the populations better when you have red devil crayfish, even though they eat the larvae? So we want to know, why is it better to have the crayfish around, even though they're eating the larvae? So, A, red devil crayfish dig chambers that remain filled with water even during the surrounding when the surrounding wetlands dry up. Maybe, because they can only survive in the water, so if they dig things, that could explain why populations are more likely to remain healthy. So I'm going to hold on to it. Red devil crayfish present no threat to adult. If anything, that would make it weirder. The varied diet, and it doesn't really do anything. The fact that they don't eat adults doesn't matter. We just care about why is it not harmful to the population of larvae. And so the varied diet does not include any animal species that prey on dragonfly larvae. Well, that actually would do the opposite, because it would actually help the resolve it if it did. Red devil crayfish are found in many more locations than Heinz emerald dragonflies. It's great, but it doesn't really tell us why their presence is beneficial to the population. Populations of red devil crayfish in wetland do not drop significantly if the local population dies out. And that too doesn't really do much. And so, therefore, answer choice A is our best one.